Yeah.
Hello.
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 Welcome to Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo.
I'm DJ Time Cop.
I'm Airbud.
And I'm DJ The Bean.
Whoa. Yeah, new DJ name.
New DJ name, new year, new me.
I'm excited about
this. The Phoenix rises from the ashes.
Yeah, before it was just... It was just Ian.
Yeah. People didn't really even talk to me. I don't think I had a name.
But, yeah.
We're in the studio today because... Mark Ruffalo emailed us. He's not going to be here this week. Got an opportunity to do a photo shoot against an aged wood, like weathered wood background. Yeah, and he's going to stand up against it and kind of look model-like off into the distance.
It's for the trees, right?
He's got a social message behind it.
Upset with him for missing this show, but this time, I understand why he's taking this. Like, once in a lifetime opportunity.
Yeah.
Really.
Since you're listening, Mark, please send us a copy of the pic.
Yeah.
Maybe make it your Twitter cover photo.
Maybe a high res.
Yeah.
A high res photo, like a macro.
1080p.
A Mark macro. So
we played some songs. The first one was Never Thought by Braxton Cook. And then the second one was...
Over to you, DJ Tom.
It was, what was it? Emergency Blimp by King Cruel off of the new album, The Ooze. Came out last night, I think.
Topical.
Sure. Very, very recently came out.
What are your first impressions?
Really good album. A really big fan. And eventually, I think we have another one of them queued up.
Actually, it's coming up next.
Oh.
But we also played a Tame Impala song, Feels Like We Only Go Backwards. We were dancing for a second in the studio here.
We were.
That's a good song. We'll be here until 4. Thanks for listening. It's beautiful outside, so if in any way you could bring us outdoors with you, we'd love that because we're stuck indoors, even though we love it here.
Yeah, and in case you did not know, you're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Medford, Massachusetts.
Medford, Massachusetts.
Freeform.
91.5.
Radio.
The Bean.
The Bean. WMFO The Bean.
It works everywhere.
Get gone, get lost. I'm pretty, I'm free. I'm everything you wanna be.
to peep, won't you terrify me? Don't be now to me, but still your shadow leaves chills on my cheek. Getting rid of all my sheets. Bae wants me to let go, but I'd be lying if I say no. Hurts so much that it's sweet.
Where do we start with it?
Wait, so what song was that? That was wonderful.
It was called La 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 La.
L-A or L-A-W?
L-A space L-A space L-A space L-A. No last space. By Ari Lennox.
Wow, that was wonderful. Yeah.
LENNOX, Linux.
Yeah. Yeah, but don't forget the ARI space at the beginning.
Yeah.
And before that was actually not a King Cruel song. That'll come later.
That was Bully Bird off of Shelf Life's new record. The eponymous title, Shelf Life. It's called Shelf Life. Ching. Yeah. It's
amazing you can do that with your mouth.
Friday? I know, yeah. I've been working on it for a while. The record comes out on Friday. He released it on SoundCloud, I think a week ago, and then took it off that day.
I feel like now you're just showing off.
Yeah. So I'm excited for that record to come out. A lot of good music coming out.
Yeah.
Lately. Yeah.
So, we were talking earlier about Oktoberfest, which happened last night.
Yeah. A lot of people...
And it's happening all over the world this month.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there was one at Tufts.
Yeah.
I don't feel like people didn't go to the one in Berlin so much that listened to WMFO.
The one at Tufts, I didn't go.
None of us went.
Yeah, none of us went. So, take our opinions with a grain of salt, but we're about to just, you know, talk about it like we know exactly what happened. A lot of people described it like a bar mitzvah. Which is a weird thing for Oktoberfest, I feel like, to be likened to.
Yeah, I mean, I've only been to a couple of bar mitzvahs.
I've never been to a bar mitzvah. So I'm kind of confused by what this, like, descriptor means.
Yeah, it's like a... It's like, imagine the dynamic of, like a high school dance, or like a maybe a late middle school dance.
I'm already sweating.
but, like, also... One student's entire family is there. Like, that's kind of the whole, like, thing. So a lot of people are just, like, acting like it's just a normal, like, high school dance. And, like,
and
you know.
One person's not.
Yeah, dancing as young people do. And also, like, someone's, like, great-grandfather is just, like, there eating, like, from a buffet.
Wow.
Now yeah, and then if your friend went to summer camp, all of his camp friends are there, and they're your age, and you're kind of intimidated because they're all really close, like way closer than you are with your school friends, and you've never met them. And then one time when I was at a bar mitzvah, so fifth grade me had asked out this girl.
While making moves.
I don't know what it meant at the time, but it seemed like a thing that everyone was doing. I didn't know what it meant at the time. It was just like, oh, I'm in fifth grade, I should have a girlfriend. That's what people were talking about. Anyway, she said no. We went to different schools. But then she was Cam Migdal's friend at summer camp, and she was at the bar mitzvah. Wow. It was terrifying. I didn't.
Wow. How'd that work out for you?
I didn't talk to her, and I spilled something on my shirt.
Oh. At least you didn't spill
was it a
on
clear liquid,
shirt?
Or was it like...
I wasn't drinking many clear liquids back in that day.
There's a lot of sodas.
Yeah, a lot of sodas. Mm. So, regardless, it was sticky.
Yeah.
Do we have any love songs queued up? Because that's got me feeling a certain
way. Actually, here's a love song. It's See You Again by Miley Cyrus off of Hannah Montana 2. Meet Miley Cyrus.
I got my sights set on you, and I'm ready to wait. I have a heart that will never be tamed. Something is right.
Yeah, so that was See You Again by Miley Cyrus off of
Hannah Montana 2, Meet Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, Meet the Electric Boogaloo.
It was when Miley Cyrus showed herself to the world and was just as talented as Hannah Montana.
Wow.
A little bit more marketable past the TV show.
We were talking earlier in the show about, I don't know, how to like make it big, you know, make it big time, and we felt that like some sort of like gimmick or gambit might be good.
I prefer to, gambit
like,
over gimmick
to like, you know, get people going and listening to the show. So we've challenged our listeners, I guess we've challenged everyone to listen to our show.
Challenge everyone to become our listeners.
Listen to our show.
Should you choose to accept.
Concurrently with at least 20 people at the same time for like maybe, I don't know, two songs. Let's call it that. If we get 20 people consistently, Tegs is going to eat an entire loaf of bread before the show ends. So the longer you take to get to 20, the shorter time Tegs is going to have to eat this loaf of bread.
We're actually encouraging you not to listen to our show up until about 15 minutes before the end.
Tell everyone to start listening at exactly 3:45.
Not a minute sooner.
Until then, maybe we can field some calls about suggested loaf types. We haven't ruled out tortillas, a 10-pack of tortillas. As
I would like to formally rule out tortillas. It's not a loaf.
That's a wrap.
I assume. All right.
Can I say like my piece on this?
A lot of really small. I know that's not how tortillas are made, but like, as like a bunch of really thin slices of like a cylindrical loaf.
Just to clarify, we don't have the loaf with us.
I can go get it.
Because, yeah, one of us is gonna go get it.
Yeah. So when we get to 20, someone, not me, will run from the studio. No, I might skateboard from the studio. Grab the loaf that we have predetermined on. Personally, I didn't really sign up for this. Bit out of my control. But if
Stop
we're gonna do
so
it,
modest.
If we're gonna do it, we're gonna do it right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as far as loaves go, I'm thinking I want something that doesn't have any dried fruit in it.
That's fair. I didn't think that the Five Corners Market. By the way, shout out to Five Corners Market. I didn't think Five Corners Market was going to have any fruit-filled loaves. I assumed it was going to be like white whole wheat.
I know how much you love When Pigs Fly, Noah. Wouldn't put it past you.
I went there for the first time last week, and it was quite a magical experience. I'm just shouting out bakeries right now. Shouts out When Pigs Fly.
Shouts out to Lydell's on Broadway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pre-sliced would be good, so we could track how well it's going. And also, I think... wheat, I guess, right? Or white for the bit? Thoughts?
I don't know.
I like whole wheat.
Whole wheat.
Just because, like, if you're going to go through this, I at least want you to get some vitamins, some minerals. I don't want it to be all a loss for you.
That's really nice.
Yeah. Also, yeah, whoever go, I guess I could just call in and be a correspondent. We can, you know,
stream the whole from the field.
Yeah, a field reporter.
We're going out in the town to find the hard truths.
Yeah.
Just as an update, we're at 15 listeners right now.
I think we were at 16 earlier, so this is going the wrong way.
We dropped one, but you got to spend money to make money.
Got to break eggs to make an omelet.
Yeah, so.
But even with a mere 15 of you out there, I think we're at maybe one of our highest
this
listenerships.
Is a wonderful time.
We're at a new time this year, and it's really nice for us.
Yeah. Also, something to consider is... we don't know how many people are listening to each like stream.
True. If you're listening with a friend, call in,
call
please.
Call in and prove that you're listening with a friend.
We want to hear two distinct voices.
And we will know if you're doing two different voices as a joke. We'll know.
Practice differentiating that.
And honestly, if you convince us, then like I feel like you've deserved, you got it. You know what I mean? You deserve to count as two people. So,
Should
more
play
music,
another
maybe?
Song?
Yeah. I guess the another King Cruel song off the album The Ooze. This one's called Slush Puppy.
Why is it called that?
Slush puppies are like ices. I think it's like a teen.
It could also be like a Snow Dogs reference.
He's like 25. I don't know. Can he be like teen angsty still? He's
already. I'm a waste, baby, and I'm alone. So you come over, lying down.
Sufficient when you know it, don't say nothing if you can't show it. Boy, are you a talker or a doer? Victim or the shooter, let me know now. Cause there's some niggas that wish I knew I'm a complex human being, but it's what I want. Side to me, I am all ears. When you need that, you should confide in me.
You should confide in me.
If there's one thing that I ask for, honesty, don't lie to me.
Please don't lie to me.
Been dolo for a long time. This is what sign. Let me know when you're on. I'm in the okay space. Got my own place, drive my own whip. Run my own shit. All that's missing is a co-pilot. Right shotgun with me, wishing I'd fight this when I roll out. One on my hip.
Wow. So that was
some of Shotgun by Little Sims and Sid. It was not marked as explicit on
Spotify. Spotify's a dirty liar.
But it had some,
you know,
explicit words.
We've got 4-year-olds in the studio.
Yeah.
4-letter words.
We also, if you're missing a 4-year-old, they're in the studio.
A little unfair. No.
We are up to 17 listeners.
17 wow. listeners. Wow.
Greetings,
one
recent
of those
two.
Listeners is actually another record holder, our farthest listener
ever.
Ever.
In the history of us projecting onto the airwaves of the internet.
He's on a train to Serbia at this point.
Or soon to be.
Or soon to be on a train to Serbia. We wanted to give a shout out to Ben Thorne for
being really far away.
Really far away.
Everyone else that's closer, love you too.
We also love you. But
we don't even know what time it is over there. Oh gosh, we should really look
what
this up.
What time is it over there?
Because it's like a normal time here.
It's like
5,
what,
6 3:30, hours,
it's 3:37 on a Friday.
I don't know.
Sunny.
Ben is on a train to Serbia. But in Serbia, it's 9:37 p.m. What good
is
evening.
Is he riding in from the east or west? He can't call because international calls west. Would just be, you know, wait, and just like, you know, come on.
WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Our WhatsApp is WMFO. What's up?
He can Skype in. But dude, I don't really want to do that.
I don't know.
Sounds like a lot of
anyway, we're hoping Ben has a good evening.
Yeah, and
maybe a nighttime train, get some good rest on that small bed.
Listen to some tunes and the sweet sound.
Yeah, everyone actually out there should keep listening to WMFO as long as you possibly can.
Because it's a great radio.
The rest of the schedule today is really good.
Yeah. And also, you should have been listening before, because the schedule before us was really good.
Yeah, before us was Sweet Talk with Dakota. When we came in, she was playing Piano Man by William Joel. And that was really good. And after us is Bingo Crisco. I think it's called What a Program.
Yeah, What a Program that guy runs.
Yeah. Maybe he'll come in towards the end of our set here and
maybe we'll be playing piano.
Yell at us. Yeah. He's a loud guy. It's awesome. Nice. 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 So that was finally nice. After the song Not to Be Named and forgotten from our memories forever and yours, we boosted up with Reelin' in the Years by Steely Dan, which in my opinion is the perfect song to Men in Black flash a bright light in front of your eyes to forget about the couple of swears that you might have heard.
Yeah. And
palate cleanser, if you will.
The parsley of music. coming up, we got. Do we have
a rock block?
A rock block, a double shot.
Yeah.
Of New Edition, we got Mr. Telephone Man followed up by If It Isn't Love. Some great music coming.
Describe it in 3 words.
MIDI drums rule.
Mr. Telephone Man, there's something wrong with my life. When I dial my baby's number, I get a click in me.
And we got a call on the line.
Call on the line. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air with WMFO.
Hi.
My name's Tucker Sneezebald. How are you doing?
Hi, Mr. Sneezebald.
Doing better now, Mr. Tucker.
Sneezebald.
Tucker, you seem really far away right now. Where are you right now?
Yeah, I'm in the continent of Antarctica.
No way.
Whoa. I'm on a research base, and all I do is stream WMFO because I think it's the best quality.
You should probably do some research, but we appreciate that.
What time is it there?
There's no time, actually, because it's right on the pole. It's on the equator pole, so...
Right, there's no agriculture, so you don't need time.
It's always sunny, and there's no daylight savings either. Can we talk about that? Can we just rap about that for a second? Like,
daylight savings?
And daylight savings.
Lack, therefore, of it.
I'm kind of excited for daylight savings, not gonna lie.
Is this the one where we get more sleep?
Yeah, this is the one where we get to relive 1 to 2 a.m., so the first one doesn't even count.
Yeah, nothing counts during that 1 hour block. Don't forget, folks. That's our public service announcement of the day.
Do we have 20 listeners? Are you gonna eat 11 bread?
Oh, let's check up on that.
We only have 17 listeners.
We have 17 listeners.
If you have four people with you, though.
Yeah.
What do you think would bump us up? What would give us the bump?
I think if you announced what kind of loaf of bread you would eat.
Do you have any suggestions for bread types?
Something funny like cinnamon raisin swirl.
That is breaks the dried fruit rule.
Yeah. There's no dried fruit. I'm sorry.
I vetoed dried fruit. That's my one thing.
Also, I didn't even think about raisins as a dried. I thought of, like, a fruit cake for some reason. When you said no dried fruit.
Apricots. No apricots.
Okay, Tags. Like,
calm down.
I'm not gonna get you a fruit cake.
Yeah.
What kind of music have y'all been spinning?
Actually, the song just switched right now.
Yeah.
Well, we paused it, but that's just a very clear way of telling us you haven't been listening to the rest of the show.
Yeah. Actually, if we could just take a break in this conversation to hear this quick drum fill.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
we're back with Tucker.
That sounded really good through the phone receiver.
You can only imagine what it sounded like through
speakers. So I just went to a concert recently. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
That sounds like a made-up band name.
It was the most wild show I've ever been to.
I heard they were playing, weren't they? You sent me a video of this. They were playing the hi-hats, like, they were doing splits in the hi-hats. Like, one person was doing the one and the two, the one and the three, and one person was doing the two and the four.
Two drum sets?
Yeah.
The two drummers played absolutely, like, perfectly in sync the entire show, except for when they did that, which I thought was so hot.
Interesting.
And there was also a mosh pit for... Since, like, the first note of the show to the very last, there was a raging mosh pit.
Do you remember what note that was?
Exactly expecting.
Do you remember what note that was?
I think it was a B flat.
For our listeners,
play a B flat really quickly.
Yeah, actually,
I think you just sung like an interval.
pitch up.
B. Can you, Tucker? Can you give us your best B flat again?
It's perfect.
You got it. Wow. Perfect pitch.
Round of applause.
Yeah, I was born with it.
That makes sense.
I heard they all are.
Wait, just to update our listeners,
how far away is Antarctica?
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard? It's closer than Serbia. They have some, like, relatively, like, upbeat, kind of cheery, not mosh pit song. Did they play any of those?
So they did not play any of them.
Oh, that makes sense. You gotta play to your audience.
Because their newest album that they put out was Mild High Club is really, like melodic and, like, definitely mellower, like, kind of more typical indie rock.
Like your vibe.
But they played... Yeah, they played like Murder of the Universe and I Got Infinity, like almost.
is Murder of the Universe a little bit more of an intense album?
Yeah.
Really? At least they're honest.
If you
no beating around the bush
want to recommend a song from their most recent album, Sketches of the Brunswick East, we can play it.
It has to be clean, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it has to be clean.
It's
okay.
A family show.
Is that where you were abroad?
Brunswick East, yeah.
I think. Okay, Robot Stop is not clean. Altered Beast 2 is in 9-8, so you should listen to that one. It's really funny watching people try and clap to it.
That's off of Murder of the Universe, I believe.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I thought you were going to recommend something off the most recent album.
All right, rock and roll, you guys. I'm going to hop on and start listening.
Yeah, go major some polar bears, please.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
Wait, what is it that...
Rock and roll.
What do you do in Antarctica again?
I love big data.
Data?
Yeah, I mostly spreadsheets and I get an hour for lunch.
Mm. Interesting. This is... What is this song?
Altered Beast 2.
Altered Beast 2.
Is that the one you recommended? There are 5 Altered Beasts on this song.
Yeah, hit me with number 2.
Word. All bye, right. Tucker.
Bye.
You got it.
Yeah. impending fate is to be one with me.
And so that was Altered Beasts 2? Altered Beast 2.
Altered Beast 2.
And a little bit of 3?
And a little bit of a taste of 3.
Just a nibble. But
just a an amuse-bouche of 3. Yeah, so that was off of Murder of the Universe, the second to most recent King Gizzard album. They're so prolific.
They have one every week or so, yeah.
yeah, that was called in by Tucker.
Who also yeah. apparently just called in to hear the tuning note for
yeah.
A. For
yeah. If you're wondering what that familiar voice is, it's hey. Next DJ.
Bingo Crisco. I'm going to be doing a show called What a Program next with my parents, Wendy and Nick. They're here too.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey.
That's right. There are 6 of us right now yeah. around this table.
So we always.
Studio.
We're really trying to get. Oh, sorry.
6 of one, half dozen of the other. That's the name of this segment.
Yeah, so we're right. We have an initiative going. We're trying to get to a record 20 listeners for our show.
We're at 17.
We're
right
really
now.
Shooting for the moon yeah. here.
Can we add 6?
Because
we're listening.
We'll just goodness.
I think by virtue of just being in the studio, we cancel out. But but if we get to 20, Airbud is going to eat a loaf of bread before the show ends. So if we get 20,
there's 6 minutes left.
6 minutes, he's going to have 6 minutes dirty. To eat an entire loaf of bread.
And we also have to buy the loaf of bread.
Yeah, we also have to go ahead and get it.
We think that some of our listeners are strategically not listening until as little as possible time. Just to give us
the entire Tufts campus tunes in.
Because that's loyalty. Purposely not listening to our radio program to make Tegs eat bread.
Faster than usual.
Yeah. So
what do we got next, Airbud?
I have a song, it's a cover. It's from an album called Beach Boys Party. Do you know it? It's like a Beach Boys album where they're just kind of they recorded an album like at a party. So it's like you can hear like the crowd like laughing and talking and singing along, but also like the Beach Boys kind of, I don't know. It's really intimate. It's cool.
Nice. They're playing their own music or it's new music, unreleased music first recorded at a party.
They play like a mix of their own music and like other popular music at the time.
Oh,
like,
wow!
They play like Barbara Ann, and then also You've Got to Hide Your Love Away, and then also the theme song from Alley Oop. Do you guys know that?
No.
Apparently it's like a cartoon, yeah, right?
I know it.
Wow.
From what year is this live recording?
Oh, good question. 1965.
Wow.
I'm excited to hear this.
So, yeah, I'm going to play You've Got to Hide Your Love Away.
Teenagers party.
Yeah.
Wow.
Such a...
Everywhere people stare, each and every
So, update from the studio. Mr. Crisco, I guess, has posted on Twitter or Facebook about the show. And we're at 17 listeners still, and we're looking for the surge.
But we're about to go viral. we have a minute and a half.
We're going to count it down live.
No one's liked it yet.
No one's
liked it. I should have put it on Instagram. No one does.
That's where all the kids are.
Bloomerville.
All the kids. Oh, man. Come on. I want to see you eat a loaf of bread.
Don't we all?
Yeah, me too.
So many carbs.
Is it cool if I switch this?
Yeah. So what are you guys planning on doing for the next hour or so?
I can feel that question. So for the next hour, I'm going to be playing about a solid hour of just nostalgic songs.